a question that we a longtime favorite show, kids show, is coming back. Want to talk about that and some other fun stuff right here on.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. President Trump addresses a rare meeting of hundreds of U.S. admirals and generals at Marine Base Quantico in Virginia this morning.
We're a team, and so my message to you is very simple. I am with you. I support you. And as president, I have your backs 100%.
He says the U.S. faces a war from within, from both crime and immigration, and vows...
Together over the next few years, we're going to make our military stronger, tougher, faster, fiercer, and more powerful than it has ever been before.
Secretary of War Pete Hegseth opened the meeting, promising to end what he called decades of decay and woke culture in the military. He also announced gender-neutral or male-level standards for physical fitness.
Simply put, if you do not meet the male level physical standards for combat positions, cannot pass a PT test, or don't want to shave and look professional, it's time for a new position.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Another person has announced they're running for governor. Missy Hughes, who until recently was the secretary of Wisconsin's Economic Development Agency, meaning the field of Democrats has gotten more crowded as the field of Republicans got thinner before the weekend. Savannah Tome Olson has the details.
Hughes has served as secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation since 2019. She left her post about a week and a half ago, rumored to be entering the gubernatorial race. Here's how her first campaign ad begins.
I'm Missy Hughes. There are a few things you need to know about me.
Missy's a Democrat who understands the economy.
She spent years growing Wisconsin businesses.
And worked to strengthen main streets across Wisconsin. The biggest thing? I'm running for governor.
Hughes emphasizes her business background and says that is what sets her apart.
I spent 17 years as a dairy industry executive, growing Organic Valley to $1 billion in sales and keeping Wisconsin family farmers on their land.
The field of Democrats running just keeps growing, and now we can add Hughes to the list, along with Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, State Senator Kelda Royce, State Representative Francesca Hong, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Meanwhile, the roster of Republicans running changed last week. Congressman Tom Tiffany joined the race on Tuesday, and Friday afternoon, businessman Bill Berrien dropped out. He was found to be following sexually explicit accounts online, and at least one of them was a trans performer. Although during his campaign, Berrien was critical of the trans community and ran ads saying he would, quote, keep boys out of our daughters' sports and locker rooms, end quote. That leaves Tiffany and Washington County Executive Josh Showman running as Republicans. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
And I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low dropping into the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and once again mild, our high in the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day.
Sometimes I'm right, and I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. Picture, anchor, drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in.
Let's start the show, everybody. Hour two of the morning show. Got your host, James, joined by Laura.
Hello, it's me.
And the best listeners in radio.
That's you.
Thanks for being here, everybody. We appreciate the company. Laura and I are going to get into some fun this hour. We got some entertainment news coming up for you in a little bit. We've got some other fun topics to get into, but we kick off the 10 o'clock hour in a really fun way. We have new Marshfield Chamber of Commerce member, Autumn Ricky joining us. Autumn is joining us with Pinnacle Marketing Group. Autumn, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good today.
Good. Good to hear. Good to hear. Autumn, where are you calling us from?
I am actually in Bemidji, Minnesota this morning.
Right on. And awesome. I will admit, part of the reason I asked that is because I just wanted to hear you say Bemidji. I just love that. I love that city. I love that name. It's a fun name to say. We appreciate you joining us, Autumn. Thanks so much for the time. Autumn, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role in the company?
Yeah. So my name's Autumn. I am the marketing manager here at Pinnacle Marketing Group. So we're kind of like a full-service marketing company. So we do a lot of marketing for small businesses and other businesses across the country, but my job at Pinnacle is actually marketing Pinnacle itself. So taking opportunities to talk to the public, doing all of our own Google ads, our website maintenance, helping with social media, all of that fun marketing stuff.
Yeah.
When it comes to those services, Autumn, you guys are able to give people a little bit more than I think they are able to find and do on their own, correct?
Yes, it's definitely one of those things where I know Google Ads are super not fun to try, figure out, and set up on your own. So definitely there to support businesses so they can do what they're actually good at, like running their business, so you don't have to go learn all these technology things that change regularly. And even at this rate with AI being incorporated, things are changing much more rapidly, so it's hard to stay on top of these marketing things.
Yeah, now, you know, I would think that, Autumn, one of the things that you're able to offer, and it's a great point to bring up with the AI, is giving people an opportunity to show the difference of, hey, when you're talking to a real person, when you're working with somebody, an expert in this field, and what you can do that you can't just simply get through AI, you know, so much of that.
Yeah, it's definitely still keeping that human in the loop. I know AI makes it seem super easy to DIY all this stuff yourself, but it's still not quite to the point where it sounds like a real person who knows your customers, who knows your business. So it's definitely, we take the time to get to know you. We focus on like marketing things you actually need. We're not just going to sell you stuff you don't need. To really focus, especially for more rural or small town spaces. You don't have to spend a lot of money to be successful marketing-wise in those areas because you already have good connections. It's kind of just layering things on top of that to connect to your customers in different ways.
Awesome.
Kind of piggybacking off of that, Autumn, what are the services you guys are able to do that really help you stand out? You kind of touched on some of those already there with being able to give that personal touch, being able to focus
provide expertise.
Yeah, and being able to, you know, hey, what is your, everybody's going to have a different budget and being able to work with different companies and different budgets.
Yeah, so some of the big services too, like our website packages and offerings are very affordable compared to some others. And then once we usually lay down that foundation of having a good website, that's when we'll try encourage you to stack on those other things. Like that's where we'll explore maybe a social media option or talk about doing photo and video. Like photo and video is a great one to really show customers who you are, and especially now with people want to see you and your people. So having images of your organization or what's going on in your spaces is helpful. And then once you have those, it's kind of easier to add on those online ads. We also have graphic design services. We can help with logo and branding, any of your signs, flyers, all that stuff. And then, I don't know, we kind of do it all. But,
Yeah.
Or we can just be a marketing partner and have like a retainer and you just contract us for hours. Something new and different that people still stands out is we actually help with like streaming audio ads. So we can help get people on to those other radio spaces besides your local radio options as well.
Cool. You know, Autumn, doing a little homework on the company and just thinking about this topic a little bit, and this is something certainly we in radio work with and deal with all the time in marketing and how to sell yourself. Yep. One of the things I had not really thought much about is there being so many different ways to advertise nowadays.
Yeah.
And you know, it wasn't that long ago you had newspaper, TV, you had
and radio. Like those were your options.
You had like a couple of options. Now, I don't even know where to begin. Like if I threw a number out there, I don't even know what number to throw out there.
Yeah.
There's so many options. So it seems like from, again, going to the company, looking at some of the website, we'll give that email, that website address before we wrap up today. One of the things you guys are really key at doing is really my business and helping out a particular business and advertise the right way. Not just, hey, we're just going to throw you out there on all these mediums, finding the right medium for the right company.
Yes, that very much so. Like we have a lot of case studies on our site that talk about specifically how we help different customers, but we take a look at what's relevant for your region and your area. Like, maybe Google ads don't make sense if you're in the middle of nowhere. Like, maybe that's mm-hmm. where we lean into leveraging your local chamber of commerce and finding out the advertising options there. Like, all these digital options are great, but we can help you find the right options. Like, maybe we can help you get that right billboard inside your town versus picking one somewhere randomly along the highway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's being very mindful about where you're spending your dollars so you get the most out of your marketing dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Well said.
How do you and the gang at Pinnacle Marketing, how do you guys stay updated on the latest trends and practices for companies?
Yeah, basically all of us are really good about paying attention to what's happening in the news, lots of newsletters and regular updates. We attend conferences and events. Each year our team, for how we do our creative stuff, we work a lot in the Adobe space, so we make sure we stay up to date with the latest and greatest coming out from the Adobe team, so we mm-hmm. make sure we at least watch the keynote for Adobe Max, which is their annual conference. But it's just making sure we take the time and energy to stay informed, especially in the marketing space. If you slack, like, it's super easy to fall behind really quickly, especially yeah. with how fast things are changing and updating. So it's, hey, if a new version of the software comes out, what tutorials and training do we need to do? Just to make sure we are staying knowledgeable so we can help our customers.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Autumn, do you have any examples or anything you're currently working on right now that you kind of wanted to share, let us know a little bit about?
Yeah. Well, me personally, people like hearing me talk for some reason. So I travel a bit and give a presentation on work smarter, not harder ways to use AI at work or in marketing.
Cool.
So I myself try to stay abreast of the technology and changing things happening specifically in the AI marketing space. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can see why. Autumn, you're a great talker.
Yeah,
this has been awesome. This has been a lot of fun getting to know you and hanging out with
you're
you.
You're doing all the heavy lifting. It's nice.
Yes. I did want to make sure that people knew about our local rep in this area for Pinnacle Marketing yeah. Group. And I see that is Paul.
Yes, Paul Jacobs. He lives much closer than I do. I think he's based out of La Crosse, mm-hmm. so he's definitely more accessible than I am. And he is great. He definitely knows that local space better. And with our other products besides the agency services, we also sell advertising space and phone directories, and he comes to your area annually to help with that canvas.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah, Pinnacle is really good at doing the marketing that is right for you and really that personal touch. I encourage you to reach out to them if you're a business out there and looking for different ways to market or advertise your company. Just reaching out to get other opinions and thoughts and everything. They got some really great minds over there at Pinnacle. And Autumn, if people do want to find out more or learn more, how can they do that? How can they get in touch with you?
Yeah, the easiest one is always going online, do a quick Google. Go to our website, pinnaclemgp.com, and then there's contact forms. That's a great way if you're a self-guided learner. If not, we're always happy to hop on a phone call and have a conversation. We do offer like a free 30-minute marketing assessment where you can kind of have a conversation with our one employees, talk through things to figure out what makes sense or what would be the best fit for you guys to get the most out of your marketing dollars.
Mm-hmm. And be sure to do that today, everybody. Reach out to them. Let them know you heard them on the air here with us. And mm-hmm. Autumn, you did almost too good of a job. You're going to have to come back sometime.
Oh, shoot.
This was fun.
I would love to.
We appreciate you joining us. Thanks a lot for the time, Autumn. You have a great morning.
Yes, you too. Thank you much.
Bye.
Big thank you to Autumn Ricky joining us there from Pinnacle Marketing Group, a new Marshfield Chamber of Commerce member. Keep that in mind, all you businesses out there. When you join our local chambers, you get to jump on the air with us and talk about your business with us. We look forward mm-hmm. to that. Find out more about Pinnacle again at that website she gave us, pinnaclemgp.com. That's pinnaclemgp.com. Laura and I will be back with more show coming up, The Morning Show at WFHR.
Stuck in a job that just isn't getting it done? Maybe it's time to go for IT. Whether you're just starting out, switching careers, or a military veteran ready for change, My Computer Career can help you launch a rewarding career in IT in months. No prior experience needed. Why spend years getting a traditional degree when your future in IT can start right now? Take the free career evaluation at mycomputercareer.edu today. Your most powerful upgrade? Your career. Go for it. Go for IT. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open, brought to you by the Hotel Mead. We'll tell you something good.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low dropping into the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and once again mild, our high in the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
When some loud bragger tries to put...
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Laura and James hanging out with you. Thanks for hanging out with us.
It's true.
Big shout out to Autumn from Pinnacle Marketing. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was fun. A big shout out to our chamber setting that up. We appreciate them.
And the Marshfield Chamber this time.
It's what we do around here, everybody. Buy local, support local.
Yeah.
So diving into some entertainment news, butterfly in the sky.
Okay.
I can fly twice as high.
Okay.
Reading Rainbow theme song pops in your head immediately. Just all you got to say is butterfly in the sky.
Yeah, probably. I don't think you needed the second verse, but I wasn't going to stop you.
Generations of kids, that's immediately that pops in their head name. Think of 100%. Reading Rainbow. Few shows impacted or helped kids more than Reading Rainbow and the great work by LeVar Burton and that team. So it feels kind of good to say that Reading Rainbow is back.
Yeah.
They're going with a new host, Mikhail Threets, he's going by his online handle, Mikhail the Librarian.
Oh, cool.
He's the resident librarian for PBS Kids.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And the show will air on PBS.
Is it Michael? M-Y-C-H-A-L?
It's Michael. Yeah, it's Michael. Sorry. There will be celebrity guests, including Gabrielle Union, Adam Devine, Christy Teigen, John Legend.
Awesome.
There's no word on an air date yet, but they're working on it right now, and they've already got a trailer out for it and everything.
That's awesome. And Michael's perfect. Back when I was on TikTok, I haven't been on it for like over a year or whatever, but I used to follow Michael. He was great.
I just watched the clip.
He's so right.
This is the first I've seen of him.
Perfect.
And he seems like a natural.
He's a natural.
Very genuine.
It's
very
perfect. It's the perfect fit.
You know, what is the downside of us putting governmental money, taxpayer money, into public broadcasting?
I don't know. Where's the downside to helping kids want to read?
I genuinely...
Isn't that good for the whole country?
Look, I, as an American taxpayer, I'm cool with this. I'm all right with that. My tax dollars go to a lot of other things I got a problem with before helping kids learn to read.
Here's the thing. I'm fine with my tax money being used to invest in the future people of this country. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm crazy.
I don't have an issue with this. I don't see that we're...
Like,
the
pro- I don't don't care. Throw as much money as you need to. Look,
you don't have to listen
to me. Encouraging kids to read. Don't you want the future adults of this country to read?
If you don't want to listen to us, Reba McEntire, who in her,
sure, I'll listen
in
to
her
Reba.
40-some career has never come out and said anything about anything, but felt that this was a big enough thing to come out and say, hey, support PBS. It's important. I mean, that's
it is.
If you're not going to listen to us, listen to Reba, for God's sake. The original Reading Rainbow ran from 1983 to 2006, yeah, with reruns airing in 2009 a little bit. Of course, famously, LeVar Burton was a part of this. I don't know. I understand the new host. I understand not bringing him back. Sure. He's also very busy these days.
Busy.
And he's kind of retired a bit, too.
And he's retired.
But I would love to see them bring him on as like a special guest.
And they might.
I wouldn't rule that out at all.
LeVar is very, very still hands-on with Reading Rainbow and its brand.
I almost guarantee you part of the reason why he's not already a scheduled guest is LeVar wanting him, Michael, to be able to do his own thing.
He wants him to shadow that too much. Get established, and then he'll come back and visit, I bet.
Yeah, but it looks great, and very excited for kids out there.
That's awesome.
That's going to be fun. And they got to keep the theme song. They got to bring the theme song.
Or if they do it, it's got to be a really good remix. I believe in them. I trust in them.
I trust PBS.
I do too. I really do.
I do. Myself, my brother and sister, my kids, almost every kid I grew up with, mm-hmm. That do many, many different things in this world and very productive things in this world. Got into this a little bit with Seth on the Sunrise Show. Be sure to join us from 7 to 9 over there, where we have a lot of fun getting you some great requested country music and country music news.
105.5 FM, WIRI.
All that fun. We touched on this over there, and the reason I'm doing a little bit more of this, of these crossover subjects where we talk about them on both places for different audiences.
Lots of reasons.
But this one in particular, I wanted Seth's take on this because he has worked in behind, you know, concerts and different festivals behind the scenes. He knows a little bit of that world, along with, of course, loving to go to music things. Mm-hmm. And you yourself have been to a lot of concerts.
I love live music.
And you love live music. So this is an interesting topic to me. Mm-hmm. Country music festivals are hitting a wall in 2025.
Mm.
In just a few months, three major events have either been canceled or put on hold, raising big questions about the future of live country music. In July, the Country Roads Music Festival in Michigan was canceled, and that was a spinoff of Faster Horses Festival, which had already been shelved.
Mm.
Then a few weeks ago, organizers scrapped the inaugural Iron Hills Music Festival in Alabama, only weeks before its scheduled debut. And that lineup was pretty solid. Turnpike Troubadours, Jody Messina, Chase Rice.
Those are good, yeah.
They said low ticket sales and soaring production costs made the event, quote, financially and operationally impossible.
Wow.
And now another huge blow, and this is maybe the biggest one yet. Mm-hmm. Country Jam Colorado, billed as the state's largest country festival, will, quote, pause in 2026.
Bummer.
Organizers explained the move as a chance to, quote, reevaluate the plan and process, but it seems like it might not be coming back.
Ugh.
What's going on with country music festivals? There's a lot of people questioning this. Now, expanding this, and you can go to American Songwriter if you want to see the complete article. Mm. Looking at a couple of other things for myself out of curiosity, it isn't just country music.
Right.
We're seeing this across the board, but mostly for individual sales, not so much for festivals and concerts. But
it makes sense that it would end up getting to festivals, right?
Yeah. Like a lot of things in life, there is no one answer.
Yeah.
It involves multiple things. I would say one of the major problems is not just for concert goers, but concert venues, concert promoters, is the rising cost of things.
Yeah, everything's more expensive.
Now, you hear constantly the rising cost of this, the rising cost of that. When is the last time you heard, and salaries went up?
Right.
Minimum wage went up.
Right.
When was the last time any of us have heard that?
Right.
So with this, you know, and again, not being a math genius.
No, you don't need to be.
This going on and this happening more and more and more and more, these ticket prices going up higher and higher. I don't know what that was.
That was loud. Jeez.
I got to check on Pam. With all that, I don't know that this is shocking.
Pam's fine.
Good. That's the most important thing in this building. When it comes to that, I don't know that this is shocking. I don't know that this is surprising.
Is it surprising that people can't afford expensive ticket sales when the economy is like this and their groceries cost more, just like setting up a concert costs more?
I don't feel like this is just affecting country music, but if you want to just look at country music,
yeah.
Well, look at predominantly the audience of a country music fan. That fan base tends to be pretty darn blue collar.
Yeah, well, blue collar, rural. Yeah.
What's the communities getting hit hardest right now? And not a single one of these politicians doing anything about it.
Right.
When it comes to that. Mm-hmm. It's not, again, not surprising with that.
We're not asking you to save our music festivals. We're asking you to support us so that we can continue to support music festivals.
There's also, along with all those factors, there's certain festivals that have been around. Hodag, sure. Summerfest.
Yeah.
Certain ones we have in this state that have been around for decades.
Shoot, Bluegrass at the Lake.
So, well,
I don't want to see that.
Okay, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about certain ones.
Bigger
ones that have been around for decades. They've had a chance to establish their brand and their IP. So when it comes to a newer festival that's just coming out in the last couple of years, anything after the pandemic almost, it's going to be hard for them to, okay, I've only got this much money. I only can really do one thing in the summer.
Right.
What, am I going to go to the one that I know has always been good, like Hodag or something like that, or try one of these newer festivals?
Right.
Chances are you're going to go with the more thing that you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
So for all these festivals that are being canceled are all newer or newish or just brand new.
Well, sure. I would also say that alternatively, with Bluegrass at the Lake in mind, I would say maybe try out the one that's local. It's probably less expensive to go to. Maybe you can get two local festivals for the price of one statewide festival.
Well, that's where I wanted to wrap up eventually, was getting to local festivals and hopefully that, where I always look at these, I try to look for silver linings. To me, a silver lining of this, people are not going to stop finding live music to attend.
No.
It's just going to be a little bit cheaper, more affordable, or local, more local.
Right. And that's it. We're building community now.
I will be following this because I'm really curious to see where this all goes.
Yeah, it's interesting to follow for sure.
When it comes to interesting things, our Central Wisconsin, our WFHR newsletter, essential one, your one stop shop for Central Wisconsin news. It is very interesting.
Yeah,
we encourage you to sign up for it. We'll have a new edition for you this Thursday. Our team is working very hard on that right now.
Mm-hmm.
While you're waiting, go ahead and submit your recipes.
Yeah, go to WFHR.com, sign up for the newsletter, and then email in your recipes, even if it's just texting us a picture of your grandma's recipe card.
We're putting together a 85th anniversary cookbook. It's a love letter to our community.
It
won't be the same without you being a part of it. Go ahead and head on over to WFHR.com, submit that recipe. And if that doesn't work for you submitting it online, reach out to us. We'll find a way to get that recipe.
Yeah, even if it's just stopping in, we'll make a copy on our printer and we'll call it a day.
We'd love to hear from you, everybody. Call
Absolutely.
Up. Bring us those recipes. We're looking forward to getting them and submitting this cookbook. As a side note, keep in mind that with this cookbook, if you submit a recipe and it gets submitted into the cookbook, you'll get a free copy.
You sure will.
Be sure to head on over there, sign up for the WFHR newsletter, and submit those recipes at WFHR.com.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, that's where you can also find all of our archived shows or our streaming shows like the Rapid Support and things like that. Be sure to head on over there.
We podcast all those bad boys, and you can find them right there on the website.
Speaking of the Rapids Report, the other day we got to talk with our good friend Sally Kistner at Savor the Arts and Michael Moore. And Michael was a joy and so much fun to talk to.
So great.
Cannot imagine how great he is in concert.
You can experience
the magic of Willie Nelson with Willie and Family Live Thursday, October 9th, 7:30 over at the PAC. Be sure to check this concert out. Find out more and get your tickets. Willie and Family Live, Michael Moore's tribute to Willie Nelson. The 90-minute show is a heartfelt homage to the legendary outlaw of country music. Willie and Family Live is more than just a tribute. It's an immersive experience that delves into the life and stories behind the songs. They got the stage all adorned with cool Willie stuff and everything. It's not your typical kind of tribute show.
Right.
Grab your cowboy boots, put on your favorite hat, and join us for an evening of country coolness in Willie and Family Live, a tribute spectacular.
That's the best part. You get to dress up. Come on, guys.
Tickets are selling fast and may be purchased by calling 715-424-2787. That's 424-2787. Or stop by at 1040 8th Street South, right here in Rapids. Say hi to Sally and the gang over there at Savor the Arts.
Do.
You can 24/7, you can get tickets at SavorTheArts.com. And, of course, you can get them by calling up right now.
Yeah, we're going to give some away. Why not? Call us at 715-424-2600.
Give me your favorite Willie song.
Yeah.
Your favorite Willie Nelson song.
There's
give
a lot
us
of good
favorite
ones.
I mean, there's no bad answer.
No.
I love asking questions like this. Unless you give me, like, Sweet Caroline. Like, you know, like,
right.
Oh, that's Neil Diamond. That's not Willie. It's
well,
got to be
Willie
a Willie song.
Well, Willie does do a lot of covers, to be fair.
It's got to be a Willie song, even if it's a cover, one that he's covered. But
right.
As long as it's that, you'll get these two tickets to see Willie and Family Live, October 9th, 7:30, right here in Rapids at the Performing Arts Center. A big shout out to Sally Kistner and our great friends at Savor the Arts. Go to SavorTheArts.com right now and be sure to follow them on social media and call on up and win these tickets to go. We look forward to talking with you, everybody. Laura and I will be back after our break here on The Morning Show at WFHR.
HR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials are warning residents that flu activity will begin increasing rapidly over the next few weeks. Joanne Krulatz reports.
On Tuesday, the agency reported that flu activity was minimal and stable currently, but other respiratory illness activity, like COVID-19, is growing. Officials are reminding residents to take steps to protect themselves against respiratory illnesses, like ensuring they are up to date on vaccines, thoroughly washing their hands regularly, and staying home when they're sick to help prevent further spread.
The Public Service Commission voted last week to approve the first wind farm since 2011. Isabella Nieto reports.
According to a statement from Clean Wisconsin, the Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center project will be located in Iowa and Grant counties. The commission also approved Whitewater Solar, a solar farm on the borders of Walworth and Jefferson counties. The approval comes after Clean Wisconsin released a report on the local environmental benefits of solar farms, showing how this project will improve water quality in the area.
Gas prices have fallen 6.3 cents per gallon over the last week. The average at the pump on Monday clocks in at $2.82 per gallon. This is 17.8 cents lower than a month ago and over 25 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say this notable drop in most states is due to seasonal factors. That includes the switch to cheaper winter gasoline and falling demand. While these factors have caused relief at the pump, officials will continue to monitor the tropics for potential disruptions to seasonal trends. Prices in central Wisconsin range from $2.69 to $2.72 per gallon. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks are new and improved. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. That's the message Bucks GM John Horsehead telling reporters on how they've revamped the roster after releasing Damian Lillard.
We have even more shooting this year than we had last year. Obviously highlighted by the Miles Turner acquisition, which was huge for us. He really fits us as a person, as a player, age-wise on the timeline of the rest of our team. Doc said yesterday he's actually younger than Giannis, which is great.
NFL, the Packers' Micah Parsons says he wants to meet this week with defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley after Green Bay allowed the Cowboys to score 40 points Sunday night.
We're just sitting down talking for 10-15 minutes together post-game, and just like I said, bro, I want to meet with you one-on-one. That's the same thing I used to do with Zimmer, same thing I did with Dan Quinn, just about like what he sees, what I see. I'll take my personal time so that we can build that relationship together. But, you know, it's something that I do want to hope throughout this bye week that we come back and we start doing more things together.
That's the Packers' Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. I was late to the party with the original Dexter, but really enjoyed all 8 seasons. I'm really enjoying Dexter Resurrection. The show has the same mystery of its first incarnation, as well as the solid writing, but the Dexter character has evolved into a caring father, which complicates things for a serial killer. The talented cast that surrounds Michael C. Hall includes Neil Patrick Harris, Eric Stonestreet, Peter Dinklage, and Uma Thurman. It's worth a look. And in news almost nobody over 30 cares about, Selena Gomez and her fiancé, Benny Blanco, tied the knot after their 2-year courtship. The wedding took place last Saturday in California. Gomez announced the news on Instagram over the weekend. Taylor Swift was the flower girl and Martin Short was the ring bearer. Other celebrities who attended included Paris Hilton, and there were some celebs with talent who attended as well, including Steve Martin, Ed Sheeran, and Paul Rudd. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the wow counties. Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, I'm joined by the executive director of Block, Angela Lang. We discuss the current state of the gubernatorial candidates here in the state of Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Ladies and gentlemen, pets, imaginary friends, take a listen down memory lane and spread the 411 with 97.5 FM WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it Sunday nights 8 to 9. Send me your requests with your beeper, or maybe DM me on the socials, or email me james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Sunday nights 8 to 9 on WFHR's Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape. Booyah!
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low dropping into the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and once again mild, our high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM on your dial. Well, thanks for joining us. Laura and James behind the mics. We're a couple of weeks out of Halloween. We're just on the cusp of October.
It's true.
My favorite month of the year. But none of these things should be creepy. They just are. We're going to get into a fun list here. Someone asked people to name, quote, normal things that creep them out and they're not sure why.
All right, let's get into it.
I think one of the more popular ones are those kind of like old school dolls with the eyes
Don't
blink.
I have one of those. Well, its eyes do blink, which is equally creepy to
isn't
be fair.
It like
it's an old doll, but I have an old doll wearing the baptismal gown that was made out of my wedding dress for my oldest, because at the time I was still Catholic and so she was baptized.
I feel but like that's that the doll, beginning of a Stephen King short story. I feel like
and that doll terrifies all of the kids. It's just sitting in a closet in the basement.
you just help King Stephen King's listening to this like, oh, I got my next story. It's like,
all right, right, sweet,
great stuff. Those dolls, like, I don't know what it is, but it varies between you're either creeped out because they do blink or they don't. It's one of the, you know, there's something about
there's
that,
no winning.
Know.
It's a doll.
So a bit of an example right there. And we want your examples, everybody. Call on up 715-424-2600. Use the Civic Media app if you like. You can call or text us. We'd love to hear from you. A chair that's still warm from the person who just sat in it.
Depends on who the person is.
It depends on if I knew the person. For some reason, if I knew that, like if my dad just sat in a chair and then I sit in it,
right.
Not creepy.
Like if we're in the living room and I took my mom's chair on the
but
couch.
I'm going to like see a movie or I'm going out to dinner and I sit down and the chair is still warm. I don't know why, but yeah, I agree with that. That's
no,
a little weird.
That.
That's a little, I don't know about creep. To me, okay, there's another factor. To me, there's a big difference of creepy and weird. I live in weird. That is
sure,
my
yeah,
that
yeah.
is my
Weird's
realm.
Fine.
That's my thing.
Weird's cool.
Creepy? A whole nope. different subject. Whole different thing.
Yep. My brain just went to the wrong place with that. I thinking of a toilet seat.
Oh, yeah.
If that's warm when you sit down, I'm
no.
sorry, guys.
Yeah, that is the definition of creepy. Yes.
Oof.
Yes.
No, thank you. Anyway.
People who smile with wide eyes.
Oh, no. I do that. Am I creepy?
Not at all. No.
Well, thank you.
Like, that one is... Now, that's, again, a case-by-case thing.
Right.
There are certain people that do that, and yes, that will freak you out.
Sure. I've seen some creepy smiles.
It really, really depends. It's a certain type of person that it's one way or the other on that one, I think.
Maybe.
When you're having a one-on-one conversation and the person keeps saying your name, like, great point, Susan. Way to go, Susan. You're right, Susan.
It feels like they're about to forget your your name and they're saying it to try and remember it.
That or I'm in trouble. Like, they're building up to the bad news. They're building up. Well, you see, James. Oh, boy, here it comes. It maybe that is a little bit triggering because of our parents using our middle name and that when we're like, I was Jimmy in my you know, for most of my life until all of a sudden I started getting in trouble. And then it was just James the rest of my life.
You've been James ever since.
Yeah, pretty much.
He hasn't stopped getting in trouble.
I remember in grade school when I first started going out here, I think it was at Washington School, they had this thing that they were doing for the kids, and they had all of our names on like a little circle.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a if you were good, your name was in the green. The word, you know, more in trouble you got, and they went to red and yellow, mm-hmm. and all that. And like me and Craig and Chris, our names just like day one were like right in the
there
red.
There they were.
And they never moved.
Yep.
I feel a little bit like that. So when your cat or dog is staring at the corner of a room, and you're immediately like, ghosts.
Right. What you looking at, bud? Hey, what's over there? Come over here before you creep me out.
So Sam, my fur brother Sam, has done this for a long time. But in recent, I'd say the last year or so, Sam doing it, he's pretty blind now.
Right,
so
he doesn't see anything
anymore.
I
don't know what Sam necessarily, I think he might just be, maybe he's just contemplating.
Well,
maybe
when his hair is long, everything looks like something.
Right, yeah. I wonder if he's just daydreaming, I wonder.
I hope he's daydreaming.
Just a little daydreaming. Any children's lullaby, if it's sung even a little too slowly.
Or in a minor key.
Yes, yes. It is one of the oddest things there is, and it is something that horror movie trailers have been using for quite some time. Of just taking an old...
Around the rosy.
Creep factor went up.
Just immediately.
Ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies.
Not the same.
Nope.
Yep, nope.
Nope.
One of those is cheerful, but also horrifying. The other one is just creepy.
There's something about
still
that.
Horrifying.
Just the ability, just even slowing it down a little bit, how quickly it changes that. It's kind of wild to think about. Mm-hmm. It's also, and this is a joke that many people have told amongst themselves and everything, but if you haven't thought of it before, go ahead and look at the words of some of these nursery rhymes sometime.
Sure. They are questionable at best.
Whoa.
Yikes,
it's
right?
I would sing the nursery rhymes. I would read a lot of the traditional books to my brother and sister,
yeah.
But it wasn't until I had my kids
when
I started
doing
actually
it
like,
again.
Like, wait a minute, like,
hold on.
My daughter Izzy, love. I cannot stress enough how much she loved Ring Around the Rosie.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, Izzy's
the
around
game, right?
Yeah, it's
yeah.
fun. We're having a blast. She
yeah.
just can't wait to do the fall down part.
Exactly.
This is the early days of the internet, and
yeah.
I have a chance, you know, as I was saying earlier, to go down this rabbit hole and see, hey, what is this actually about?
But
what is
bro,
this?
Bro, it's dark.
Oh, man, is that dark.
It's dark.
That is a dark one right there. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Playgrounds at night, especially if there's a swing set.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, yeah. That's
especially if it's a little breezy and the swings are moving just a little bit.
Oddest thing. You know, 3 hours before that, one of the happiest places on
perfectly
earth.
Fine.
3 hours later, dark.
Mm-hmm.
Just crazy. Just weird how that works.
Absolutely.
Mascots.
Yeah, every mascot, every time. I'm sorry. Also, what's the Philadelphia Flyers one? What's his name?
Oh,
the orange one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Here's looking at you.
man, I know that one, but I was thinking of the King Cake Baby.
Oh, gosh.
Gritty.
Oh.
Gritty.
That's gritty is
gritty,
right.
Okay.
Yeah, here's looking at you, Gritty.
But I was trying to look up the King. So New Orleans Pelicans had a King Cake Baby.
Oh, no, that one's horrifying.
You've seen that? Okay.
I've seen it.
I don't want to throw it in my search engine if I don't have to.
Gritty's like the okay kind of creepy.
Yeah.
He's a little menacing, but you're into it.
Purdue University has Purdue Pete or Pistol Pete or something like that. And that one's a little weird to me, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually the googly eyes, though. The
sure.
eyes that are all over the place.
Yeah.
That's the one that usually throws a mascot off.
Charm.
Yeah, I think so. That makes them silly. Like, if
right.
the eyes are steady, then all of a sudden it's creepy. But if they're flying all over the place, oh, it's just silly.
Right.
And so that's the big defining factor
yep,
there,
yep.
all you
He's
mascot
staring
creators
right into your
out
soul.
There. Yeah, right, yeah. People who say my pleasure instead of your welcome.
That one's context matters because sometimes
really
that works. Other times it does not. Don't use it for everything, everybody.
I don't necessarily like that you're welcome. I feel like we should have something better than that. But yes, you're so right about that.
Yeah.
I was working at a hotel and mm-hmm. I just started working with these people.
Sure.
And I did something for somebody and it was a young lady. And I said, oh, my pleasure. And I just said it like that, just as casual as possible. And HR got called.
Right.
Because it,
and so, yeah.
She what, did not know how to take it.
And what you meant was something like, anytime.
Yeah, it's all
no
I
problem.
Meant. Could not have been more blind or blunt about it or anything. It's me saying it. I don't know how to flirt. I wasn't
no, you
doing
do not.
That. So for her, she took it as a little bit
yeah.
different. I could see that. I could see that.
Yeah.
Human feet. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
All right. In defense of feet, they're not all bad.
No.
Some
no.
feet are okay. Other feet are not okay. Put those dogs away, my dude.
Oh. We need them, though. We need feet.
Feet
we,
are so know, important. Take care
not,
of your feet so that you don't look like a pelican.
And finally on the list, Labu dolls? Or
Labubus.
Labubu dolls.
They're a little terrifying. They look like Manchichis.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
They look like a updated version of a Manchichi.
Yeah,
they,
yeah, great. Yeah, great tie in there. Yeah, I see them now.
Oh no, I realized it like last week or the week before, and I haven't gotten it out of my head. They're Manchichis.
So I think that you could do a whole separate thing just on kids' toys
sure.
with this list.
Kids' toys are inherently creepy when you're an adult.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild to think of some of the stuff that, like, you know, as a kid seemed pretty funny or whatever, and then some of this stuff, yeah. The sound of a landline phone ringing in the silent in the night.
Sure.
It's got to be a certain...
I mean, I guess.
It's got to be a certain ring.
I guess, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's never a good thing when your home phone is ringing in the dead of night.
What about people who talk in their sleep?
Hmm. Oh, that's terrifying every time.
Yeah.
Every time. Nothing good gets said.
Yeah, one of the bigger ones for me that I've never quite... Like, I get it. I understand it on its... you know, especially as a kid who grew up in a Stephen King household, I get it. But I've never quite... It's never done it for me. Clowns. I know a lot of people...
I was never creeped out by clowns either, but
really,
both of my siblings were. And I very nearly went to clown school in 2007 and chose not to because I didn't want to terrify my siblings.
So this one person on Reddit added to their list strawberries, and they had a reason for this because a lot of
seeds?
People are like, why strawberries? She says, quote, once when I was like 10, I was eating a strawberry and my little kid brain was like, but what if I bite into one of them and there's a worm in it? She's in her 30s now and she still worries about it.
I had like a brief time where I was that way about apples because I watched a lot of Richard Smalley cartoons.
Mm. Oh, sure, sure. Yeah. Oh, those were great. Great books, too. I love
yeah,
those
I
books
love
as a kid. They
honestly,
were great.
And I love the animation.
The
from
illustrations in those books were insane. There
yeah.
was so much to look
there was
at
so
in those
much
books.
Going
they
on.
Did
That's,
such a cool job
it,
on those.
It appealed to my little
underrated
brain.
Books. Those mm-hmm. are underrated books, those Richard Smalley books. So to piggyback on part of the reason I'm bringing this up mm-hmm. is I don't want to say which one of my siblings because I know I will get in trouble.
Oh, come on. We know who
but
it is.
But I am the older brother, so I will just say that. One of my siblings was worried that when they ate watermelon, if they ate a seed, the watermelon could grow inside their little kid belly.
I feel
and
like
so
one out of every three
afraid.
Kids had that.
Okay, that was the only time I had ever heard of it, and I was blown
no,
away.
So I have older cousins who are like 10 years older than me or so, right? And they got me with that one, because of course they got me with that one.
Okay.
And so I didn't eat watermelon that whole picnic. And then afterwards, when I was talking to my mom and I found out that's not what happened, I was so angry I didn't get to eat watermelon.
Fine. Hopefully nobody's out there growing an orchard in their stomach, right? Maybe you can grow the biggest peach or something, though. Maybe.
I mean, if it happens post-mortem, bring it on.
Yeah.
I'd love to be a garden.
We'd love to hear from you out there. You can find the complete list at reddit.com. Laura and I will be back and wrap up the show. Morning show at WFHR.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault, since 1993. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrix, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 79 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a low dropping into the low 50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and once again mild, our high in the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Lauren James going to take you right up to the top of the hour. Coming up for you, nothing but great civic media programming throughout the day. Be sure to check it out. Got to check some of Maggie's show the other day. Hearing her.
Yeah, she did a live one from a farm last week. That was great. Really, really good.
Yeah, that was a really good one. Check that one out if you missed it, everybody. Check out the pod. Some great stuff there. Great things coming up for you throughout the day today. Be listening for that. Lauren and I going to get into our schedule and some good stories of the day. Did I cut you off? Sorry.
No.
Oh, okay. Couldn't tell if you're taking a breath or if I cut you off.
I was trying to say yeah, but I was already out of breath, so it just never, nothing happened.
It worked, though. It still worked. It worked. It was all right. When it comes to our local schedule here, first up, just rewinding real quick, a big thank you to Autumn Ricky joining us from Pinnacle Marketing Group as a new Marshfield Chamber member. That was fun getting to meet Autumn and talk to her a little bit. We got a great rapid support lined up for you, and it's a part of a series, one that we've done here from over decades.
Tis the season.
We're very excited about this, and I do give you a big shout out, Laura, making the working on the schedules with all these and stuff.
Yeah, I am the scheduling team for the Rapids Report.
We've got the Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen pageant contestants joining us.
It's true.
We kick this off today with Caitlin, Haley, and Liz, Liv, joining us.
Yeah, we're going to have four interviews over the next week. Mm-hmm. With them, yeah.
Looking forward to that. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be doing that interview, and the podcast will be there for you this afternoon. Be sure to check it out at WFHR.com, everybody. Also, be sure to head on over there for all of our, our podcasts and former old Rapids Report episodes, things like that. We also had some local things we wanted to touch on, Laura. Got a big event for our United Way coming up tomorrow.
It's true. At Noodles & Company of Wisconsin Rapids, from 4 to 8 p.m. tomorrow, you will be able to buy your dinner there and give 25% of the sales directly to the United Way of Southwood and Adams County, and they are always doing great stuff in the area. If you want to learn more about this or learn more about the United Way of Southwood and Adams County, you can visit uwswac.org.
Be sure to head on over there. Bookmark that page, everybody. Mm-hmm. Big thank you to our United Way. Got some other great events going on in our area. One of them is happening this Thursday. Our great friends at McMillan Library have their concert series that they've been going on at their Fine Arts Center, and a band that we've all been looking forward to, Medusa.
We all got pretty excited when we heard about Medusa.
This is a really fun-sounding band. Check them out. It's a free event. Get a special edition button at each concert as well,
which is so cool.
It's really fun. Be sure to check this concert out,
and
everybody.
It's a free concert, guys.
It's gonna be a lot of fun. Be sure to check that out and support our good friends over at McMillan Library. Free concert Thursday, coming back this Thursday. Medusa coming to town.
Yeah, it's an easy way to bring your book back or check out a new one while you're there. Why not?
Great point. Yeah, head on over there, check it out, the Fine Arts Center this Thursday at 7. Love our friends at McMillan Library. And we have a big variety show coming up, Laura, that we're excited about around here.
It's true. true. The Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater's Golden Anniversary Variety Show is going to be on October 11th at 2 p.m. They're looking for acts to participate in the celebration, so you can contact Gretchen, the theater director, by calling 715-421-0435 if you are interested, and you can get your tickets for the event by visiting wrctheater.org.
We wrap up September today as a morning show, and as we are saying goodbye to September and getting excited about October and all the fun things that fall brings and stuff, one more time, I do want to remind everybody that every month really should be Suicide Prevention Month.
It's true.
And as September is Suicide Prevention Month, and as we're wrapping it up, we wanted to shed a light one more time on the crisis that touches far too many of our veterans and veterans' families. Suicide remains one of the most urgent issues facing veterans today. Factors such as post-traumatic stress disorder, depression, substance use, chronic pain, challenging of ages, and so many other factors can impact this. And impact is not limited to one generation. From young veterans returning home today to those who served decades ago, the struggle is very real. The more we talk about this subject matter, the more we get it out there, the more comfortable people are talking about it. And while we tend to focus on younger people or just have that image in mind oftentimes, mine does not have an age range to it.
Well, and think about it. Think about how old an Iraq war vet is right now. Also, if you need help or if you are struggling with that, speak to a professional or call 988, the crisis line.
We encourage you to do that. Of course, checking out the VVA resource page or Veterans Crisis Line. And again, as Laura said, 988 is a great one to check out. And be sure to, another thing that we can do every day when it comes to this subject matter is be cool.
Just be like, cool.
Treat
people like people, y'all.
You don't know what another person is going through. Somebody may be struggling with this. Say you and your friends are sitting there and you're talking about suicide and you're talking about it in a negative way, or you're making jokes about it or something like that. Somebody in that group of friends of yours may be struggling with this that you don't even realize.
It's more likely than you realize.
And I imagine that you as a friend would not want to not be an ally, not want to be a friend about that.
Wouldn't you prefer that they talk to you instead of follow through on that thought?
You just don't know. You know how much these kind of things can impact stuff. So be a friend.
Just be cool.
Be good about it and everything. It's not. There's plenty of other things in life. And again, 988 is the suicide and crisis lifeline. Spread the word about that. Be a friend. Be an ally about this subject matter. And a big thank you again to our good friend Tom Heiser, reminding me of that earlier this month, and so we could really hit on that throughout the month here. I also wanted to touch on some good stories of the day. And great events. Oh, one other event I wanted to make sure to mention here, and it is not at all because I have to, but the going on over at our with our good friends over at McMillan Library, Family Fun, James the Magician.
Yeah.
James the Magician is making his debut performance at McMillan Library. His show will be going on today from 6 to 7 tonight.
Cool.
Be sure to check that out. And I am not mentioning this just because as the, you know...
It is not this James the Magician. A very different James the Magician will be at McMillan.
My magic shows are much more sad.
They're very
sad. They're not so much funny as they are.
Imagine an emo magician.
It's just
not good. But like The Cure emo...
You want a trick? I'll tell you a trick. Hope is a trick. It's not very good.
It's not a good magic trick.
People aren't inviting me to birthday parties.
No, they're not.
They don't want that. They don't want that.
Nope, even with the face paint.
It's not good. It's not good. Check that out and find out more about some of the great events going on over at McMillan Library. McMillanLibrary.org, McMillanLibrary.org. Now, some world good stories to dive into. Students at a high school in central Pennsylvania just did something for the first time this century, arriving at school by steam train on Friday.
Cool.
The 150-year-old train just got restored and turned into a tourist attraction. Experts say it's the first time in the 21st century that more than half of a class has gone to school that way.
Oh, that's cool.
Just real quick, though.
That's
very cool story. So kids used to go to school by train?
Well, I mean,
makes
before sense,
buses. But I never thought about this before. We should have gotten that, man. That's cool. I love traveling by train. I love traveling by train.
No, I do. I have traveled across the country more than once in more than one direction by train.
I love
a train.
I think that'd have been a cool way to go to school. That's pretty cool.
I don't even care that it took me 3 days to get to Washington, D.C. by train. I was fine with that.
There's something about it. A rare orange lobster had its life spared in an upstate New York this month.
Well, congratulations to that orange. orange lobster. Yeah.
Some guy was at the store when he spotted it in a tank and knew it was special. Only around 1 in 30 million lobsters are orange before they're cooked.
How cool.
He bought it and named it Jean-Claude.
Oh, my God.
He got in touch with an animal group and released it back into the ocean.
Oh, that's great.
Well done, sir. Well done. And great name.
That's an awesome name.
Yeah.
I'll props to that one.
As somebody who has a rabbit at home with a great name.
Yeah, yeah. Janice Hoplin.
Yeah, yeah. It's great. It's a good name. A guy near Toronto has been cheering up his community by taking his wiener dog for walks while dressing as a wiener dog himself.
Solidarity. We love to see it.
This is great. It's now, whatever you're picturing as a costume, picture it three times that size, okay? Because that's
oh, that's magnificent. It's inflatable. It's an inflatable wiener dog costume, and he's walking his wiener dog with it.
I don't know if it's just the lack of sleep or the fact that I did not pre-read this, but I did not expect him to be a gigantic
it's
wiener dog costume. There's something about that is just hilarious.
It's so good. That's so good.
That's a good one right there. And a guy from a classic internet meme continues to use his fame for a good cause. Blinking guy or blinker white guy is a clip where a man double blinks and looks surprised.
Right.
You've seen it 100 times. Well, his real name is Drew Scanlon, and he's a producer for Twitch. He just rode 100 miles across the Bay Area this weekend to raise money for MS research.
Oh, cool.
He's been a part of a charity called Bike MS for years and raised over $250,000.
Oh, how cool.
Great show today, Laura.
You too.
Be good to each other out there.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report, part pep talk, part campaign speech. President Trump told top military commanders gathered at Quantico Marine Corps base he wants the military to have more of a role in some American cities.
We should use some of these dangerous cities as training grounds for our military, National Guard, but military. Because we're going into Chicago very soon. That's a big city.
And CBS's Nancy Cordes says Trump suggested there's no room for dissent in the top ranks of the military.
He also made a point of telling us that if he speaks to any military officials that he doesn't like, he is going to fire them on the spot.
Defense Secretary Hegseth said the days of beards and politically correct leadership are over.
Simply put, if you do not meet the male-level physical standards for combat positions, cannot pass a PT test, or don't want to shave and look professional, it's time for a new position.
CBS News